It is a terrible idea to Google your church's name over and over. So I want you to stop doing that. I'm going to tell you why it's killing your online presence for your church when you keep Googling yourself.
Welcome to the Pro Church Marketing Podcast. Are you a church leader or nonprofit director that wants to reach more people online? If so, you're going to want to listen to what John O. Long has to say about the latest trends in online marketing for churches and faith-based nonprofits. Here's your host, John O. Long.
Hey, hey, this is John O. Long, and you are listening to the Pro Church Marketing Podcast. I am the director over at FaithWorks Marketing, and we help churches grow using online marketing. And so today I want to talk about why you shouldn't Google yourself. You've done it, I've done it, and when I say yourself, I'm talking about your church. Don't Google your church's name. A while back, I was telling a client not to keep Googling their business name, and they kind of thought that I was saying that so that they couldn't check up on my efforts, and they are like thinking, yeah, sure, the marketing guy, of course you don't want us to be Googling ourselves because we're going to see that we're not showing up very well, and that's going to let us in on the fact that you're not doing a very good job for us, and then we should fire you. And that just wasn't the case. And what I told them is, look, I spend about $600 a month on several different tools that allow me to see how people are truly ranking. We buy these heat maps that show us, you know, pins on a map and what spot you're ranking, you know, if you're number one, two, or three or higher in this particular location, because where you're standing when you search on your phone, how close you are to the church matters. And I would not pay all of this money for these tools if all I had to do was Google the church's name or the business's name and then count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, you're number 5. It's just not that easy. And let me explain why. The main thing is that your search results are your search results. Like, they are literally specific to you. The truth is, like, you know, 10 people in your church office could Google your church's name and they would get 10 different results based on where they are when they're searching, based on what kind of device they're on, whether it's their laptop or their phone, what Wi-Fi network they're on, or if they're using a just cellular network. It depends on their search history. It depends on a lot of different things. And so when you search your church's name, there is a lot going on. That is what an algorithm does. That algorithm is making a prediction and calculations based on what they know about you. They're making a prediction on what you're most likely to click on based on all that they know about you. So they're going to show you something very different than your best friend. And so the pages that you get shown, as well as the headlines and the descriptions, they're going to be specific to you. And all of the stuff that you've done previously online is going to affect every search after that. And so when you start searching for your own church's name, this can create some problems. Like, if I search for FaithWorks Marketing twice a week for 30 days and never actually click on the link to the FaithWorks Marketing site, Google's going to start assuming that based on my behavior, because I'm searching for FaithWorks Marketing, but then I'm never clicking on it, that I'm not actually interested in visiting the FaithWorks Marketing website. So as some time goes by, guess what? I'm going to be served fewer and fewer pages on the search engine results page on Google that are FaithWorks Marketing, because Google thinks I'm not interested. And so that's not going to be an accurate representation of how FaithWorks is ranking, because FaithWorks is determining based on my behavior of searching for the site and then never going to it that I don't actually want to see it. And that's going to be unique to me. And it's also going to skew the click-through rate. Click-through rate's a big deal. How many people see your site versus how many people actually click on it? That percentage is a big deal. And Google is going to reward, they're going to reward sites that have a higher click-through rate, because that's telling Google that your website is relevant to people who are searching for those keywords. Another thing to remember is that where you are when you're searching has a huge impact on the results. So if you are searching for a church near me, you put that in, and you're sitting in the parking lot of the church, then you should be number one. But then if you get in the car and drive 3 miles and pull over in a church parking lot and say church near me, well, guess who's going to show up first? Probably the church that you're sitting in the parking lot of. So that proximity factor is a major issue. And so the further you get away from your church, the less likely you are to show up. And so the goal is to get your footprint bigger and bigger and bigger. But there is going to be a limit to that because Google wants to show relevant results. So that's why you're never, if you're in Atlanta, Georgia, and someone in Dallas, Texas is searching church near me, you're never going to show up in the maps in Dallas, Texas, because you're not near them. So while you can make your footprint bigger on Google and you can show up further and further and further away in the map results, which the map results are the important results that we're talking about, because that's where most people click. That's where you click when you're looking for a restaurant. You look in the map pack, the local pack, you look at the reviews and you pick a restaurant there. You typically don't go down to the organic results under the maps. And so we want to make sure that your church is showing up in the map results. And rather than Googling yourself a couple times a week and complaining about the fact that you're not showing up or being frustrated, you just need to know that those results just really aren't accurate. Now, there's a few things you should do and you can do. If you're really serious about it, you could go sign up for a tool that will show you how you're ranking for keywords. There's one that I like. It's called Bright Local. Now, it's not free. But if it's something that's important to you, it may be worth paying for that tool. You can also go set up Google Analytics and Google Search Console. Those are free tools. You can connect those to your website, and they'll tell you kind of how many impressions you're getting on Google, how you're showing up, what are the words that people used when they were when you showed up. They're not going to tell you your rankings, but it will tell you some of the phrases that is triggering your website to show up in the search results. And then Google Analytics will tell you more about what people are looking at once they get to your site, how long they're staying on your site, things like that. And then you can make informed decisions. For example, if you hook up Google Analytics and you're seeing that people are only spending 15 seconds on your site, as opposed to, you know, what you really are shooting for, like 45, 50 seconds, people just don't spend a whole lot of time on websites anymore, unless it's an e-commerce site. So 45, 50 seconds would be good for a church. But if they're only spending 10 to 15 seconds, what that tells you is that they're clicking on your website and they can't find the information they want very quickly. People are impatient, so they're leaving. And so you may interpret that, and you should interpret that, as needing to get some more relevant information on your website and make it really quickly available. What people are probably looking for is, where's this church? Who's it for? Is it near my house? And how do I get there? That sort of just the basics. And you can answer most of those questions at the top of your homepage. So that's something you can do. Sign up for one of those services, you know, add Google Analytics, add Google Search Console to your website. And then we've also created a checklist for you that you can use to optimize your Google business profile. That's something that I would suggest you spend some time doing, or have someone in your church spend some time doing. If you go to checklist.faithworksmarketing.com. So instead of www, you put checklist, then .faithworksmarketing.com. We've got a free Google Business Profile Optimization Checklist. It's designed specifically for your church. It'll give you about 10 things that anyone can do to your Google Business Profile, as long as they have access, that we know will make a difference and put you in as good of a position as you can be when it comes to showing up locally in the maps. So I hope that's helpful. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast. Make sure you go get that checklist. Download the checklist. I promise it'll help. And if you're looking for something more in-depth, you can go to churchnearmebook.com, and I'll send you a copy of my book for free that goes through the Google Ad Grant and search engine optimization and Google Ads and optimizing your website, all the stuff. Go into a lot more detail. It's a pretty practical guide. I'll send it to you for free. Just need you to give me a few dollars to cover the shipping, and I think you'll find it helpful. So thanks for listening, and let us know if you need any help. FaithWorks is ready to serve. If you're hearing this stuff and you're thinking, yeah, I like this, but I just don't have the time to do it, I'd rather just hire somebody to do it. FaithWorksMarketing.com is here for you, and we'd love to help.
Thank you for listening. If you're looking for personalized suggestions to help grow your organization by reaching more people online, please email Jono@faithworksmarketing.com.